You are listening to Intrepid Healthcare's exclusive coverage of the Gulf Coast Hymns Chapter's Fall Conference. Welcome to GC3 Hymns, direct from New Orleans, Louisiana. Our coverage is brought to you by Javion, changing healthcare one prediction at a time. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Joe Lavelle.
All right, welcome to GC3 Hymns, New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm with my colleague, Joe Lavelle. Joe, we're kicking off our 2 days of exclusive coverage at this great event. I can't wait. It's going to be a great 2 days.
Todd, this is just going to be fabulous.
Well, kudos to my partner because he's been on the planning committee putting this great event together, and it looks like a full house, and the activity and the buzz here is pretty darn exciting. So looking forward to getting into it. Before we get into our next conversation, Joe, though, a quick shout out to our sponsor, Javion.
Yeah, Todd, we're running into our second year with Javion as a partner, and it's really inspiring that the things they say that they're going to do for their customers, they're doing. They're bringing big data to health systems all over the country. It's really great.
Yes, they are a wonderful organization. We're going to talk a lot about big data over the next 2 days, though, so looking forward to that. Let's get to our next conversation. Say hello to Cindy Munn. She's the CEO of the Louisiana Healthcare Quality Forum. Cindy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
No, it's great to have you. Thanks for carving out some time to join us. Before we get into our conversation, take a few quick seconds and inform the audience a bit about you and your background.
My background really has been in healthcare for past 30 years, primarily in the hospital setting. And my previous job before I took this role was vice president of care management at a major hospital system.
All right. Well, give us the 10,000-foot view of the Louisiana Healthcare Quality Forum. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
The Quality Forum is very unique. It's a not-for-profit organization that was formed from recommendations from the Healthcare Redesign Collaborative after Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. And our focus since 2007 has been to shepherd the ideas that they came forward with to redesign the healthcare delivery system in the state and then to improve outcomes.
That's fabulous. We mentioned big data in our intro, and I know that you have a lot to say on big data, and you might even have an announcement or two to that you brought to the conference here. What's driving the big data revolution? What are you seeing happening?
There are, I think, three major drivers. First is the massive rollout of EHRs moving toward meaningful use. The second is the integration of data from so many various sources like genomics and even patient-generated data. And the other that I'm, you know, it's important to me and we work on are the health information exchanges that you're seeing and their ability to access data and share data across the healthcare continuum.
We go deeper on what these exchanges are doing. Go really deep on the role that they play.
The health information exchange provides the ability to share data amongst different EHR systems. So it provides that interoperability. And by doing that, it provides providers or whoever wants to have access to that data, they can look at it at a longitudinal record, and then it offers the ability to do extended data analytics.
Perfect. So what's the state of the regional center here in HIE in Louisiana?
Well, we're happy to say that the forum, it was a state-designated entity for health IT. The Regional Extension Center we're one of 11 of the 62 regional extension centers in the country who have achieved the goal that the government put forth. We've always been in the top 10 since the beginning, and we're excited because ONC actually extended our grant period for another year.
Well, you met those expectations. How did you do that? Why has everyone else fallen short?
We're unique in that we're neutral. We work with our stakeholders, providers, payers, consumers, and employers, and we got their feedback as to what's the best way to approach it. And so we do implementation ourselves. We have a small group, but we work with partners in different parts of the state who know the community. And the providers are very comfortable using them with implementations. So we have implementation partners throughout the state. And that's been very successful.
Tell us about your plans for the next year. What's going on in 2015?
We're going to continue to add participants to LHAI, the Louisiana Health Information Exchange. But two major initiatives is we're launching our patient portal. And our focus in the past has been on providers, but this coming year, we have a strategy to do some extensive outreach and education to consumers so that they have a better understanding of the value of data and the health information exchange.
Tell me more about this patient portal. One of the things that excites me most about this industry is the work that's being done to improve patient engagement. I suspect this is a big piece of that. Tell me more about it.
If you speak to different vendors or to different organizations, they're going to say that their EHR system has a portal. That would be true. But just like, you know, I'm horrible with keeping track of my passwords. What the Lehigh portal will do is give you access to using a single password to your data wherever it is for providers who are participating in the exchange. So instead of having to remember multiple passwords, you have access to all of this through one portal.
That's fabulous. You know, one of the things I observe as someone who travels the country is some states are doing great and some states aren't. So you guys are doing such a great job here. Is there a future in expanding where you could help some neighboring states that may not be making progress on HIE?
There's been discussion. My team has come back and shared that there's been some discussion of that at the federal level. And, you know, that's a possibility. But as I've shared with the team, our job's not done. We need to stay focused and remember that, you know, our priority is here in the state, and we got to make sure that we get to the end game.
Well, we're broadcasting with you here at GC3 HIMSS. Why are you here? What are you hoping to learn when you're at this great event?
Well, this is always great to come and network, and I'm going to have the opportunity to present on how HIEs can support big data and big data analytics, and just learning more about what others are doing. You know, we don't have all the answers, and so there's so much expertise that's here that you want to draw from that, and it's you know, a very short drive from Baton Rouge.
Cindy, give us a little taste of what you're going to be talking about, how big data is making its way into HIEs.
You know, the primary theme of my presentation is that healthcare is transforming. We're going from fee-for-service to value-based reimbursement. It's happening. The digitization in healthcare is occurring. The train's left the station. For providers, it is important that they have a strategic plan of how to not only have like an electronic health record, but how do they access data so that they can do they can thrive in this environment. And what I want to share with them is that there's a cost-effective way to do it. You don't have to buy a multi-million dollar system, so that your small providers can be very successful in this environment, as well as your larger health systems.
I agree with you that the train's left the station on this fundamental shift from fee-for-service to value-for-service, but I worry the train's not getting up to speed at the pace that we would all like. What's your sense of the marketplace in terms of its adoption of all that implies of shifting to that?
First of all, I'd love to see it move faster. Mm-hmm. Because we're not really going to be able to achieve the outcomes we're looking for until we get more people participating. My biggest concern is that many of the vendors just don't have the resources to continue to move things as fast as what the environment's pushing. And so if there's something that I have a concern about, that would be it.
My last thing, Cindy, is thank you so much for what you're doing for Gulf Coast HIMSS chapters. Thank you for being such a great sponsor presenting. We just couldn't thank you enough.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, we're about out of time, Cindy. So before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about the Louisiana Healthcare Quality Forum?
Go to our website, newly designed. We're proud of it, www.lhcqf.com. And we have a Twitter account. It's hashtag LHCQF at LHCQF1.
Perfect. All right. Cindy Munn, the CEO of the Louisiana Healthcare Quality Forum. Cindy, it was a real pleasure to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of our guest, Cindy Munn, my co-host, Joe Lavelle, I'm Todd Schnick. Intrepid Healthcare live from GC3 HIMSS. We'll be right back.